A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. We witness today in this very familiar passage from Matthew's Gospel a mystical experience of the fisherman Peter. He stunningly responds to Jesus' question, "Who do you say that I am?" with a remarkably simple, revelatory assertion. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." The Spirit of that living God has empowered him to recognize the true identity of Jesus and to declare it boldly in one awe-filled sentence. Jesus confirms the source of Peter's affirmation and blesses him, saying, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father." We cannot avoid hearing the same crucial question posed to each of us individually and as a community, as a people. Out of Peter's story into our story. Who do we say that Jesus is? How and where do we recognize Jesus today? Just as he was flesh and blood standing before Peter, who reverenced his presence at that exceptional and defining moment, just so the body of Christ stands before us for our reverent response to. For Peter, the experience was preparation for his mission, enunciated to him in succeeding verses. For us, the issue of our mission lies in our experience of addressing the same question. I am reminded of a reflection by the Jesuit Jim Hugg, composed many years ago and referenced in a homily I recently heard. Hugg actually takes Matthew's account of the Last Judgment in chapter 25 and puts a contemporary gloss on it. Here are just a few condensed selections from his account. "I was thirsty, and you polluted the water. I was a stranger, and you passed harsher immigration laws. I was sick, and you hoarded 90% of the world's health care for wealthy countries. I was in prison, and you warned me that if I appeared twice more, I would stay forever." The people, the nations actually, then answer, "How can you say we did it to you?" And Christ responds, "This is when you did it to me. When you turned away as my hunger turned to malnutrition. When you bought bottled water that I couldn't afford and let water systems fail so my crops would wither. When you, who yourselves once came as immigrants, began exploiting, scapegoating, and banishing new immigrants, seeking only to live in safety, while protecting your more than comfortable lifestyle. When you rested secure with good health insurance while fighting universal coverage for those of us mired in poverty. That is when you did it to me, who do you say that I am? Jesus asks us today.